This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Over the next couple of weeks, we're checking in with some of our Marketplace beat reporters and what they're watching for next year. Today, we're talking healthcare. 2014 was a year of mergers and acquisitions, when big hospitals bought smaller ones and pharmaceutical companies bought other pharmaceutical companies. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein is with us to tell us whether bigger is actually better. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Adrian.
So if you're a patient, if you use healthcare, what's going to change in terms of healthcare in 2015?
Well, look, all these consolidations could mean a few things. On the one hand, we've all probably been in that super annoying situation where doctors ask us to fill out the same forms again and again.
Yes.
Well, mergers could make that go away because it should be easier. It should be easier for one big organization to share patient records. It could also mean not getting the same test twice. So there's potential for better convenience and spending less. I was talking about this potential with Tom Main, who's a partner with Oliver Wyman earlier this week.
I think we're sitting at this incredible opportunity to be more connected, way more accessible, way more personalized, way more real time.
Certainly in some corners, Adrian, of the industry, people are really psyched that consolidation will help the healthcare system get rid of some of this waste and move the ball forward.
I'm sensing a but here, though, Dan. What's the but?
The but is that when you have a big organization and you are just one patient, it's really, really easy to get lost. And so something that I've learned on this beat, Adrian, is that relationships really matter.
Hmm.
And the patient-doctor relationship is so important. That patient and doctor need to be able to communicate. And if you just become a number in some big, huge, multi-hospital health system, it's really easy to get lost.
So how much does the Affordable Care Act influence what's happening right now?
Well, I think a fair bit here. Look, you know, more and more hospitals and doctors are getting paid differently. They're penalized for things like readmission, their requirements to have electronic health records. That stuff is expensive. Doing this stuff is new and it's different. And people are just a little lost, understandably. And so that leaves people feeling anxious a bit and nervous a bit. And some people really believe the best way to weather this new era in healthcare is to be bigger. Bigger is better. They'll have more money on hand and they'll be able to do whatever they need to do to move. Others, though, especially when it comes to the hospital mergers, believe the bigger they are, the more leverage that they're going to have when they're actually negotiating with health insurers.
So what can we expect in 2015?
That's exactly the question that I asked Carnegie Mellon economist Martin Gaynor. Gaynor says since 1994, there have been 1,200 hospital mergers, and in certain markets, there have been 20, 40, 50%
wow.
price increases afterwards, I know. And when that happens, consumers, especially people like you and me who get our health care at work, are the ones who are impacted.
Actually, those increases just get passed on to workers dollar for dollar. So it actually comes home to roost directly on the backs of American workers.
So what we can expect next year, Adrian, is that if there's been a merger in your area, you can expect higher prices. And what's maybe scarier, Gaynor points to numerous studies that show patients who are treated in hospitals with less competitive markets face a higher chance of death.
Way to end the year on a bit of a downer there, Dan.
Sorry, Adrian.
Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein, thanks so much.
Thank you.